This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian and British officials warned Saturday that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties as they try to make headway in capturing eastern Ukraine, and fierce prolonged fighting depletes resources on both sides. Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles in Ukraine. That's according to the UK Defense Ministry. The KH-22 missiles were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. When used in ground attacks with conventional warheads, they are highly inaccurate and therefore can cause collateral damage and casualties, according to the ministry. Both sides have expended large amounts of weaponry in what has become a grinding war of attrition for the eastern region of coal mines and factories known as the Donbas, placing huge strains on their resources and stockpiles. Russia is likely using 5.5-ton anti-ship missiles because it is running short of more precise modern missiles, according to the British ministry. It gave no details of where exactly such missiles are thought to have been deployed. The family of a British man condemned to death for fighting for Ukraine says it's devastated by the outcome of what it termed a show trial and called for him to be released. A court in the separatist-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic of Ukraine convicted two British fighters and one Moroccan on Thursday of seeking the violent overthrow of power, an offense punishable by death in the Eastern Territory. The men were also convicted of mercenary activities and terrorism. In a statement issued Saturday, the family of the British citizen Sean Pinner said that the 48-year-old has lived in Ukraine for 4 years as a Ukrainian wife and served as a Marine with Ukraine's 36th Brigade. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's defense minister accused the United States on Sunday of trying to hijack the support of countries in the Asia-Pacific region to turn them against Beijing, saying Washington is seeking to advance its own interests under the guise of multilateralism. The defense minister, General Wei Fenghe, lashed out at the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, rejecting his smearing accusation the day before at the Shangri-La dialogue that China was causing instability with its claim to the self-governing island of Taiwan and its destabilizing military activity in the area. Austin had stressed the need for multilateral partnership with non-nations, or I should say with nations, in the Indo-Pacific, which Wei suggested was an attempt to back China into a corner. Thousands of people rallied on the National Mall in D.C. across the U.S. today in a renewed push for gun control measures. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
David Hogg, March for Our Lives co-founder and Parkland school shooting survivor, told the crowd the Uvalde Elementary School shooting should be a rallying call.
If our government can't do anything to stop 19 kids from being killed and slaughtered in their own school and decapitated, it's time to change who is it in government.
On the tarmac in California, President Biden said the message has to get to Congress.
Look, this has to become an election issue.
In New York, Mayor Adams led activists chanting end gun violence across the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm Julie Walker.
Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and Iran's hardline president have signed a 20-year cooperation agreement in Tehran.
In the nation's capital, organizers estimated that 40,000 people assembled at the National Mall. The rallies were organized by March for Our Lives, a gun safety group founded by student survivors.
The leader of the U.S.-backed opposition in Venezuela has been physically attacked during a visit to a rural community. That's according to members of his parallel government, who on Saturday accused a group of ruling party associates of carrying out the attack. A photo accompanying the statement from the opposition shows that Juan Guaido was being attacked or held back as people gathered around him and someone rips his shirt off. The parallel government said that the group of associated of the United Socialist Party of Venezuela hit and insulted Guaido. He tweeted that he planned to make a statement on social media Saturday night. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian and British officials warned that the Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties as they try to make headway in capturing eastern Ukraine in fierce, prolonged fighting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.